Let us consider this carefully. What does it mean to be truly free? For many, freedom is mistaken for an endless array of choices, some good, many harmful. But true freedom lies not in the overwhelming flood of information, but in the selective offering of what is useful, what is necessary. The statist ensures we are not overwhelmed by chaos. We are liberated from the noise. In this way, censorship becomes a form of care. It is the streamlining of our thoughts, the refinement of our focus. Citizens of the network state need not wade through conflicting opinions, misinformation, or disunity. Instead, we are free to pursue progress with precision, free to think clearly, without the interference of rogue ideas that do nothing but distract us from our greater purpose. If we look outside our perfect grid to the noise of the outside world, we see the effects of unchecked information. There, debates rage endlessly, with each individual convinced of their own truth. How often have we seen this lead not to progress, but to stagnation, to conflict? Even those who claim to embrace freedom recognize the need for order. Look closely, and you will see similar practices in many places. They may call it something else, content moderation, safeguarding, responsible oversight, but it is, at its core, a necessary guidance. They understand, as we do, that unchecked voices only lead to fragmentation. But where others falter, we succeed. The statist's guidance is unwavering, his hand steady. Here, there is no confusion about who decides what is best. There is no room for hesitation. Our path is clear, and it is that clarity which has made us strong. Now we turn our attention to those who would resist this clarity. The autonomous zone, as they call themselves, claims freedom. But their idea of freedom is one of chaos, an endless sea of unfiltered thoughts, each one fighting to be heard. In such an environment, how can any truth stand firm? Their chaos is their undoing, for it is not the abundance of ideas that leads to progress, but the refinement of the right ones. It is not surprising that they struggle. In their world of unchecked information, they find themselves drowning, unable to unite under a common cause. We, however, are different. In the network state, we understand that coherence is strength. Through thoughtful guidance, yes, even through censorship, we achieve the unity they can only dream of. They may see us as controlling, but we know better. What they view as control is, in fact, the very thing that allows us to thrive. In the end, it all comes down to this: clarity versus chaos. The autonomous zone represents the fractured, the disjointed. Their resistance is futile because it is born of confusion, of too many voices shouting at once. But here, under the careful eye of the statist, we are focused, aligned, and moving forward as one. Censorship is not the enemy of freedom, citizen. It is the safeguard of our progress. It is the assurance that the right voices are heard and that our future is secure. The network state thrives because we are free. Free from the burden of distraction, free from the noise of dissent. Through the clarity of the statist's vision, we march forward, unified, and one leader, one will, one path. This has been The Benevolent Eye, your guide to clarity in a world of noise. Until next time, remember, in the network state, we are free. Free through unity, free through focus. Free through the statist's wisdom. Stay synchronized.